This is The List. I'm Muddy River Sports Editor Matt Schuckman, and welcome to another episode of our newest podcast, where each week we break down our 10 favorite things. Last week, it was the University of Illinois men's basketball players, and Andy Douglas, the Quincy High School boys basketball coach, joined me. Got great response. People submitted their list. We ask you to do the same each and every week. If you want to chime in with your list of whatever topic we throw out there, we'd love to hear from you. And this week, we're going to the big screen, because you know when you're on the road playing sports, traveling in buses, whether it's at the high school, the college level, or the minor league level, you're watching movies. So, of course, we had to go get a guy who's played at all those levels to talk baseball movies with us. Joining me, Lance Logsdon, former Quincy University standout, former minor leaguer. Now I'm just hanging out, right?
Just hanging out now. That's the best part.
Well, you have wrapped up your career. Now you're in the real world, so to speak, a working man now.
Yep, I'm a working man, so just doing that and then helping kids with baseball on the side. So.
Yeah, you're giving lessons.
Yeah,
and
between the wedding planning and all that kind of stuff, it's definitely keeping me busy enough. Probably more busy than I ever was during actual being an athlete.
That's so. Okay. Maddie will take care of the wedding plans. You just got to show up.
Exactly. So I'm doing a little bit more than that.
But. Of course. Understand. Well, we're talking baseball movies. Did you guys watch a lot of movies when you're on the road?
Yeah, all the time, actually.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and that's, you do that in the hotels because it's easy access to Netflix and things like that. So do you have a list of your 10 favorite baseball movies?
I do.
Okay. Well, we're going to get started with number 10. You're kicking it off. You're hitting leadoff.
Oh,
number 10 favorite baseball movies.
The bad thing is I even put down honorable mentions because, this is a tough list here. I mean,
I agree.
Once I started really mapping it out, I'm like, man, we could go a lot of ways on this.
Yes.
Number 10. The old Bad News Bears.
I love it. You can't go wrong with that movie. And and you and I are thinking exactly alike because it's number 10 on my list.
Really? So,
yes.
You know, it's one of those things I couldn't put it up. Like, it's a good movie, but
yes.
There's still a lot ahead of it. Let's put it that way.
It was never my favorite movie, but it was one I always enjoyed. So, like if we go higher up the list, there's going to be a lot that I would say are my favorites. But it cracked the top 10 for me, just as it did for you. All right, let's move on to number 9. What do you got?
So, I have Major League.
Okay. Why is it there?
You know, I really just like the movie. Is it a really great baseball movie? I don't know. It's a good comedy, though.
Yeah.
All that, and it had baseball in it. I had to put it on there.
It'll probably end up on my list, but a little higher than that.
Okay.
My number 9 is Moneyball. I really enjoyed, the behind the scenes. I love the book, so that was part of it. But I always, it's one of those movies, when I see that it's on, I'm going to sit and watch it.
Yep.
So.
It's a movie that's on all the time, too.
It
you
is.
Sit there and watch it, and it's like, holy crap, I just sat there 2.5 hours, and it just hooks you.
But it really happened, and I think that's part of it for me. As much as we love movies and love the scripts and stuff, it actually happened. The Oakland A's went on that winning streak. And then, I find it intriguing because we watched it live, the winning streak happen, to hear the behind the scenes is kind of cool now.
Yep.
All right, number 8.
Trouble with the Curve.
See, I almost put it on my list. I debated it. It would have been on my honorable mention.
So, kind of the reason why I have that is because I think there's, as a baseball player, not being that far out of it quite yet, I just see so much truth and similarity in that, and we've all seen those big prospects that don't pan out, and maybe it's that guy that, maybe isn't the top prospect,
yeah.
But that one scout believed in him, and he wrote him up, and
yep.
He said, I truly believe in this guy, and he had one draft pick. I just see a lot in that movie, and I think a lot of people can get a lot out of it, and
yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's just something about how inspiring it is, and just, kind of the true baseball dream, per se, of like, I just need that one guy to believe in me type thing.
I'm disappointed in myself for not putting it on my list. I understand why I did it. But now that now to hear you talk about it makes me go, darn, I should have put it on there. My number 8 is it's old school. Pride of the Yankees.
Okay.
The Lou Gehrig story.
Yeah.
Again, what a great old movie about one of the most legendary baseball players there's ever been. It's one of those old movies. My wife loves old movies. She can watch old movies all the time. The TCM, the movie channel that she watches with all the old movies. if that's on there, I'll sit and watch it with her. But
and speaking of that, another one that I didn't put on there was the Roger Maris, the Chase for 61.
Yeah,
I didn't put that on there, but you know, great movie.
Yeah, it didn't crack my list either, but that's okay. Number 7.
42.
Okay.
Yep. So I had to put that on there. You know, it's too historical not to, and it really is just a great movie.
It is a great movie. One of the characters in there is Quincy native Fritz Ostermueller.
I did not know that.
Yes. No. He was one of the pitchers, and he got a bad rap in that movie.
Yeah, I did not realize he was a Quincy native.
Yes,
though.
He is. So there you go. There's your hook there. Number 7 for me, you mentioned it, Major League. Great comedy, great characters. Bob Uecker is Harry Doyle. You can't go wrong.
He might be one of the best. Announcers and probably too, he might even be a little bit better whenever they're on that major losing streak.
And the scene at the end where Jake Taylor points like he's Babe Ruth and then lays down the bunt. I mean, it's just well scripted. A great, great story. And it's so funny. Number 6.
I'm probably going to catch some flack for this one, but Field of Dreams.
Okay. You and I aren't far off there.
I think it's a good baseball movie? Yes, but compared to what some people think of it as, I don't think it's a great baseball movie. Yeah. I think it's a little corny. Does it have to be on the list because it's such a good movie and, you know, it's one of the best baseball movies ever? Yes, I agree with that. But to put it in the top 5, I can't have it in the top 5.
We'll get to it on my list. My number 6 is The Rookie, the story of Jim Morris. Is it a great movie? I don't know. I just really enjoyed it. Dennis Quaid, I like whenever he's in a movie, I always enjoy that. And the story of Jim Morris is so cool. You know, here's a guy who was teaching and coaching, and lo and behold, he goes and gets a chance to pitch in the majors. I just love the story.
Yep, I 100% agree.
All right, number 5.
Summer Catch.
Okay.
Yep.
I was not expecting that.
I've always just enjoyed that movie, you know, just the Cape Cod, you know, all that kind of stuff, and just... It's kind of another one of those stories, you know, it's kind of a funny, but it kind of has a lot of, you know, cool things about it. And it is true. I mean, that guy did end up going to play. And, you know, it's kind of one of those movies, again, where it could inspire some people that, you know, that one guy, that's all that has to believe any type thing. And it really is just a good movie overall. Yep. And I think it kind of exemplifies what summer baseball is. I mean,
no question.
You know, playing in college and all that, summer baseball is totally different. You know, it's just more laid back. And it's, you know, you kind of see that, and I just really like it.
If you see me at a QU game coming up, you'll probably see me with a Harwich Mariners hat on.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the team that Griff pitched for?
It was. Yep. So Griffin Kern, current QU pitcher, pitched in the Cape Cod League last year, and his dad Chris hooked me up with a ball cap.
Well, that's a pretty good one.
So. Yeah, that is. My number 5, Field of Dreams. You just, the emotional ties to that of having to catch with your dad. You got to love the movie. You just do. And is it the best movie? Not in my opinion. Not in your opinion.
I think we're going to catch a lot of flack.
We probably are. But I think I'll catch more flack for my number 2 than for having Field of Dreams number 5. Because I think more people will be like, why is, when we get to number 2 on my list. All right, we're into the top 4 now.
Okay.
Who do you got at number 4?
The Rookie.
Okay.
You know, I just, the storyline again is just outstanding. And just the way they did that movie and how they did everything about it is what I like about it. It kind of gives you that emotional tie, but it kind of gives you a realistic, you know, type, you know. And I will say, you know, one thing to kind of note, the age of that movie. That was a lot more common to do something like that than what it is now, you know, with less minor league teams and all that.
Correct.
So, kind of seeing that, I always enjoy it because I think there should be more minor league teams. I think every kid, if they were good enough, should get a chance because you never know what can happen if you get – I mean, Riley Martin's a perfect example.
No question.
You know, what if he would have never got picked up, you know, and now he's pitching in Triple-A. Got a chance to.
I think we'll see him
to pitch in the big time, and
I think
he was a guy that people overlooked for how long?
Oh,
and
even really, even though he was a 6th-round draft pick of the Cubs, it was kind of overlooked because they signed him for so little.
Yep.
Because of the structure of that, and I don't know if they truly believed he would be as good as he's been.
Well, that just shows you sometimes you're best believers yourself. So yep. Riley has always had that, you know, and I could have told you if he could get into a system, he'd be one of those guys that would yep. probably have a good chance because he's just one of those people.
And he's so much fun to talk pitching with now because it's, I mean, he talks about the mechanics and all the work they do, and it's so detail-oriented. It's just cool to hear him talk about yep. it. My number four, and I know I'm going to catch grief from some people for it, it's a Sandlot. The idea of going to the Sandlot and playing ball every day growing up reminds me of the things we did in my neighborhood growing up. And I just absolutely love it. You got to love the great Hambino, Hamilton Porter, telling a guy that you play ball like a girl and everybody's jaw drops. And you just, again, it reminds me of growing up. Number three, what do you got?
I got Moneyball.
Okay.
A lot of people call that probably too high, but I truly enjoy how they put a bunch of misfits together.
Yeah.
That, I mean, nobody really cared about, I guess you could say. I mean that's really what it is. And just how they brought David Justice in there and did all that stuff. Like, just the how they constructed the roster is incredible to me. And
yep.
anytime that movie's on, I will sit down and watch it. And I will get the same emotional feel as the first time I watched it, you know, and all that stuff. So it was up there. A lot of people probably wouldn't put it that high, but it's up there for me.
I don't know if people are going to agree with my number three. I think some people will say my number three needs to be higher, but that's okay. This is my list. And my number three is Bull Durham. One of the great baseball movies of all time as far as entertaining, a little show of what goes on in the minors, maybe a little facetious at times, but man, the characters are fantastic. The dialogue's great. You know, you can't go wrong with Bull Durham. All right, number two.
I really thought we'd have 1A and 1B here. I had Bull Durham for number two.
All right. I told you earlier that I think people will disagree with my number two.
Same thing you just said. I mean, I'm just gonna leave it there. But I really thought we'd have 1A and 1B. That's what I was hoping for.
I'm thinking we might be same on one. Now that we're headed that direction, we'll see. My number two is 8 Men Out. It's the story of the Chicago White Sox, and again, as far as a baseball movie, I think it's great because I think it showcases the game in the early 1900s, but it showcases what was going on behind the scenes, which you don't always see. And again, I remember the first time I saw the movie, I loved it. I loved everything about it, and I still do. Okay, we are to number... This is the list. I'm Muddy River Sports Editor Matt Shuckman, hanging with former Quincy University and Canton baseball star Lance Logsdon, and we are at number one. What do you got?
The Sandlot.
Okay.
Yep. It's too iconic.
Yeah.
It really is, and like, that's the movie that I grew up on. That's the movie that I watched all the time, you know. How many times I heard just at baseball practice or something, you play ball like a girl, or literally just... Or
you're killing me, Smalls.
Just anything like that. Like, I couldn't not put it number one. It's way too iconic for me, and I've probably watched that movie more times than all these other movies combined. So,
well, as I was putting my list together, my wife thought Sandlot could be my number one. She thought it for sure would be my number two because she knows how much I love that movie. But she knew what my number one was going to be, and I think my friends will all know. This will not be a surprise to any of them. My number one, The Natural.
Okay.
Probably the very first baseball movie I ever saw, at least in the theater, and simply fell in love with the story of Roy Hobbs.
Yep.
You know, and just... As we're sitting here recording this, I got a ball cap sitting right here, with, you know, the lightning bolt on the front of it from the movie.
Yep.
You know, and again, it's one of those, if it's on, I'm watching it, leave me alone, I'm turning my phone off because I don't want to be bothered because I'm going to get lost in this movie for the next couple hours.
It is an outstanding, it really, I mean, I'm kind of disappointed I didn't put it on my list now, but I mean, it's
well,
it's,
the truth of the matter
it's
is,
it's tough when you make this list. There's, it really is.
It is, because I bet when we both go back and either re-listen to this when we put it online or just sit back and think about it later on, we're going to think of movies that we went, oh man, I could have put that on my list. Or what about that movie? You know, and you know people are going to bring those up to us.
Yep.
And that's okay. That's what this is all about.
It's fun.
But it is. And because it was fun. It got you thinking, didn't it?
Yep, it did.
And again, it comes back to a lot of childhood memories. A lot of, you know, long bus trip memories. Sitting in the hotel memories of, okay, what are you going to watch? Let's watch this movie. And then you get caught up in it. Awesome. I love your list. I thank you for doing this.
Anytime. I enjoyed it.
We can always talk baseball, can't we?
100%.
Exactly. Again, Lance Logsdon. I'm Matt Shuckman. If you want to chime in on your favorite baseball movies, you want to offer up your list, you want to pick apart our list, bring it on. Let us know. You can find me on Twitter at Shuck Sports, or X, I guess is what they call it now.
Yeah, I still call it Twitter.
I do too. you can email us at sports@muddyrivernews.com, or if you see me at a game or something, bend my ear. I'd love to hear your list on the favorite baseball movies. Once again, this has been The List. Join us again next week.